Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair and oftentimes in my car. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and you're a part of the best audience in the internet, or on the internet. And in this edition, we're going to be talking about teenagers. Teenagers are hard. So as the parent of at least two teenagers, my life has been challenged and stretched. And whenever I get stretched, I try to remember that being stretched is a sign of learning. And it's a part of a system. Now, I believe that families are divinely inspired and that, you know, we should have them. And I believe that, you know, parents have a responsibility to love and rear their children. And it's pretty interesting when you apply that framework in real life. You know, looks really good on paper, really can be a challenge in person. And so right now, our oldest is at that stage where she is preparing to leave home in a year. And adult things are starting to become a part of her routine. And that's not always something that she wants to deal with. And when she doesn't want to deal with it, she lashes out. It's a defense mechanism. But when she lashes out at me, then I apply my defense mechanisms, and it hasn't always been productive. This reminds me of the sign that we bought some friends of ours years ago when they were dealing with this phase in their teenagers, and it says, "Mothers of teenagers know why some animals eat their young." And it was a really fun sign to buy, but if I need to say that again, I think it'll help it sink in. Mothers of teenagers know why some animals eat their young. So I don't have this raising teenager thing all the way figured out. That's not what this podcast is about. There's no magic answer here. But there are a few insights, right? We want to look at the systems and people that are a part of our lives. We want to be curious and see what lessons we can take from one area and bring them into another. And so as I've been learning things, you know, in academic pursuits and other things like that, I notice that when I'm uncomfortable, it's likely because I'm stretching to learn. And being a parent of a teenager has got a lot of uncomfortable moments, and I'm starting to see those as opportunities for me to stretch and learn. And that doesn't make everything better, but it does make it a little easier to deal with and a little easier to be kind. Teenagers are just hard, but when you have good moments, they're so good. I just wish we had more of them right now, and we're going to work on that. One of the things that we've always got to have, and I've shared this with you guys before, there's three basic components of any system, right? Flow, feedback, and continuous learning. In order for that last one, continuous learning, to be reality and effective, you've got to have an environment of trust. And so one of the things, although it's hard, is to be honest, especially with my teenager and let her teenagers and let them know how I'm feeling because of their actions. It doesn't make hard moments go away, but it does make it feel like we've at least talked, right? And we haven't skirted around the issue and tried to just be polite and nice and kind to other people's feelings. And that's been feeling pretty good. And so this edition of Parking Thought is not about having all the answers. It's kind of a good encapsulation of a moment or a time period when I don't have all the answers, I don't have things figured out, but I do know that I'm participating in a system and a process that will allow us to both mutually be better than where we are today. And I hope that I can get better at my role in it. I have a role in it that I have to improve upon, and I'm going to keep trying and keep moving forward. And so that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. You can find this podcast wherever you happen, this podcast can be delivered to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful? And believe it or not, as frustrating as it is sometimes, I'm very grateful for my teenagers and my other kids.